Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, some of you may have heard of SALT, the Southern African Large Telescope, which is the biggest single-segmented mirror optical telescope in the Southern Hemisphere. And tomorrow is a very, very special day for SALT. And I'm here with Dr. Encarni Romero Colmenero, and she's the director of SALT, and she's going to tell us why tomorrow is so special. So, good afternoon, Encarni.
Good afternoon.
Now, what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow we celebrate 20 years since the inauguration of SALT, of the Southern African Large Telescope.
Wow. So it's 20 years since it first kind of got going and started to do science. And what has it been doing since then? Give us some science highlights, Encarni.
I think science highlight was a few years ago was the birth of multi-messenger astronomer. There was a gravitational wave event that was detected, and we found, or rather it was found not by SALT, where the source was. And so we were one of the first telescopes to point to this object and help understand what it was, what had caused the gravitational waves, discovered it was a neutron star merger, and discovered, you know, helped to develop all the theories about where all the heaviest elements in the universe, including gold on Earth, came from. That was the birth of multi-messenger astronomy, and we were in the front line of it.
And multi-messenger astronomy, some people may have heard of the phrase multi-wavelength, so where you're looking at the same object in or objects in different wavelengths of light. But this is where you're looking not just at light, but at gravitational waves. But SALT is an optical telescope, and so it was looking at this object in the optical wavelengths, yeah?
Yes, that's right. So there was a big campaign of telescopes all over the world, all over multi-wavelength. So it was infrared, it was optical, it was radio, it was X-rays, gamma rays, trying to identify, everybody pointing to the same object, identify the source of gravitational waves. Now, this is a bit like not having ever, you know, always observed the universe through your eyes, and now you have a new sense, like hearing. And so you're now trying to understand where this noise came from by looking in that direction. It's not quite sound, but as an analogy, it works. That's why we don't call it multi-wavelength, because gravitational waves are not electromagnetic waves, but they are another message that comes from the universe, another clue, like a sound that comes from the universe.
That's amazing. And tell me, what else has SALT been up to in the last 20 years?
So we've observed so many things I would spend forever telling you. Some of the more fun things have been characterized in asteroids. So these look like, you know, like little stars that are moving every time you're trying to observe them. So characterize what they're made of and their orbits. We've been observing, looking for exoplanets, planets around the solar systems. We've been looking, for example, we discovered a few years ago a quadruple system. So if you imagine a binary system with two stars orbiting each other, now each one of those stars make it double, orbiting around each other, and then that whole group orbiting also. Mm-hmm. We've been characterizing a galaxy we didn't know existed behind a bright star together with Hubble.
Tomorrow, for this 20-year celebration, who's going to be there?
We are hosting the Deputy Minister of Science and Technology, Dr. Gina. We are hosting the SDI representatives, the NRF board, dignitaries from the SALT board, SAO, NRF, and many people from the original project team, scientists that have students that have all contributed at some point. So it's going to be very busy.
It's going to be quite the party. I've noticed that the weather forecast is a little bit iffy, at least for today, with people travelling up today, and including ourselves. This is amazing. And you're going to give a talk as well.
Yeah, I was this morning preparing my speech. So yes, I'm one of the speakers at this event. I feel very honoured to be here.
Because we're recording on the Sunday morning just before travelling up to Sutherland for this momentous occasion. So Dr. Encarni Romero Colmenero, thank you very much for telling us about what's been happening and what we're going to be doing tomorrow at SALT. And it really is a tremendous achievement and a big feather in the cap of South African astronomy. So thank you very much, Encarni.
Thank you for having me here.
And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.